Hello and welcome back to the end of the world. This is Randy Plays Games. We are recording a quick epilogue. I don't believe this is going to run as long as the last session.
Depends on how many questions Jeff has.
I'm an inquisitive guy.
But I didn't 100% see them going to the garden. What was it? The Enchanted
Rock.
Enchanted Rock. And calling Harlan Ellison. I mean, I sort of expected it.
Come on.
But I wasn't 100% sure that was going to happen. So, really, nobody knows. That's could be as long as every other episode.
I admit I'm mainly surprised Sarah hasn't shown up with the two actors from Supernatural.
If Sarah were here, you better believe Jared Padalecki would have been in this event.
If Sarah was with the two actors from Supernatural, she would not be calling us.
Yeah, she would still be on the compound.
She would not care about the end of the world.
She would be in the orgy dungeon.
I just thought of something, but it's not appropriate.
Remember it, so you can tell us.
I already hit a pretty low bar with Sarah in the orgy dungeon, so...
Now she's supposed to be all right.
Oh, is that appropriate?
No, it is absolutely not.
All right, so you can say
No, I am literally the worst person in the world.
I broke Bo.
All right, so with me this time is...
Bo!
Ashley.
Chris.
Jeff. Playing themselves, or a version thereof, except a version that has been tooling around with Willie Nelson and living in his compound. For those coming in late, Cthulhu has stomped across the world. Willie Nelson sent him back to space with his guitar.
Galveston, right?
Yes.
How far did he get? Was it mostly Galveston?
He mostly Galveston. He probably got close to Houston. Yeah. Okay. Then they tried to nuke him. That didn't work.
Right. They probably thought it did, though.
Yeah, but Cthulhu went back, but now all that's left is his army of deep ones and probably some star spawn.
We're up to our toots and fish people.
And, there, you guys have been hanging out at Willie Nelson's compound, learning to shoot and survive, and Ashley's making peyote-laced venoms for everyone.
I stick to what I know best.
And it was decided by Jeff, the default leader of this group.
That seems
clear. Is that really what it is?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
We now know what's going to happen in the apocalypse. We're all looking to you.
Oh, man, everybody's going to die. This is going to be my fault.
And, So he determined that probably they should go to a military base and get some weapons that are actually going to work on the star spawn when they show up.
Yes.
And Bo suggested Fort Hood.
Yes.
And that's where they were headed. They geared up. They got four cannon fodder out of Willie's the survivalist neighbors to go with them.
All right.
And headed out in a truck to Fort Hood, and that's where we pick up.
Right on.
In a pickup.
All right, so we pull up to Fort Hood.
You do, and as you get closer...
Uh-oh.
We should probably stop by Poncho's first and have some terrible Mexican food.
Even in the end of the world.
Is that the
like weird North Austin, Northwest Austin?
No, they have a Poncho's in Killeen.
Okay, you made Killeen jokes. Like, that's what I'm saying. Is that like, I don't even get the Killeen jokes at this point.
All they have is bad Mexican restaurants and strip clubs.
Yeah. Well, the strip clubs are—they're all infested with deep ones now, probably. So,
yeah, they can still be kind of.
Oh,
sexy.
Is that what they call them in the apocalypse?
That's what they call them now. But they don't pay actually.
Oh, I never got invited to that.
They
room.
Only smell slightly more like fish.
Get out! Nobody makes fun of strippers in my presence. They work for a living.
All right. So, as you get there, you guys can see sort of these fishy. Deep ones walking around outside the Fort Hood.
Is it? Does it look like the gates have been breached?
Yeah.
How many?
Quite a few.
More
you also see some humanoid forms, like maybe some of the humanoid deep ones still wearing their human skins walking around.
Okay.
But yeah, it looks like they have infested the base.
Well, in the immortal words of Arthur Dent, well, this is it. We're all going to die.
So does it seem as though maybe the military was infiltrated a long time ago?
That is probably the case.
Okay.
Yeah, because some of the deep ones are wearing military clothing.
Are they carrying guns?
Yes.
Are they like zombies where they can't do anything with them?
They're intelligent beings.
Okay,
yeah,
carrying.
Yeah.
Does it appear to be like maybe a big funnel cloud over a certain building, or do they seem to be protecting any kind of area?
No, but you guys know where the you have a rough idea where the weapons are.
We know where the nukes are.
No, because you did some research before you left.
Well, Jeff is an inquisitive man. You know where they are?
I wasn't looking for nukes. I was looking for like grenades.
Yeah.
I mean, like what are we going to do with a nuclear weapon?
You know where You know where the tanks are.
Okay. I absolutely do not think of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Like, give me a ballpark of the number of Deep Ones and other razzmatazz in between where we are and where, like, guns and tanks are.
30 or so.
How many of them are the strippers?
No strippers. They're probably the strippers.
Oh,
clubs.
Jesus, this place sucks.
I don't really do like but strippers.
You
do
well, see... I mean, better than army guys who are actually secret deep ones.
So the deep ones, like the actual
or Mexican ponchos.
There seem to be about 30 of those, and there's about 20 more of the guys in sort of military uniform that look like they're still wearing their human guise.
They got the big fingernails?
Yeah.
Okay.
But actually, I mean, you can't really see it. Usually the uniforms are sort of going down over their arms.
Right.
So they could pass for human.
Okay.
So if they look like they just left a Cure concert, they're not human. Army guys don't have extra long sleeves.
Four of them, no grenades, yeah.
We dress up in the skins of fish people and pull a Shaun of the Dead.
Let's go to the strip club and kill a bunch of fish people and wear their skins. That's too dark. It's probably
no. I'm with you.
I was with you.
Do you think we're gonna have to put them in like a pit in our house for a while and starve them before we can cut their skin off?
No, I was just shoot them in the face and then skin them.
Oh,
let's rub their entrails all over ourselves
so that we
and wear their
sniff
skins.
Fishies.
Well, the easier way to do it would be to get any kind of military uniform and try to pose as half deep ones.
Yes.
Okay. Let's do that.
Right. I am a half deep one.
Oh, now you tell us.
Well, here's the thing: it's not a lie if you believe it.
Yeah, you guys can get some military uniforms from somewhere around town pretty easily.
Are we driving the Lincoln?
No, you're driving some pickups.
Okay,
that's believable.
Yeah, they're better for off road. So some of the stuff the survivalists brought.
So we stop and we go and we try and find a surplus store somewhere.
Yeah, you can find a surplus store.
Do we have any of that? Like, I'm gonna put a boot in your ass, America, to put on the. Toby Keith.
I'm sure there's some Toby Keith in Killian.
Yeah, I think they played.
Are we trying to make friends with the?
Well, we're trying to blend in.
But no, we don't have to find a surplus store. I mean, there will be stores here that actually sell military uniforms.
Yep, that's correct. And of course, no one's patronizing them, so it's pretty easy to get in and get some military gear.
There you go. Liquor stores.
There are liquor stores.
Gas stations?
Mostly not used anymore.
You Captain Haddock?
Molotov cocktails.
Yeah, cars that have been abandoned?
Lots of abandoned cars. Most of them burned out. There was rioting and that kind of stuff, clearly.
Okay. I'd like to try to assemble some Molotov cocktails.
Okay.
Please.
That sounds to me like let's call it logic.
Okay. I'm pretty good at logic.
So you get one die to start with.
Okay. Multiple of us try this?
Yeah, anyone can try it.
I've got a problem solver. I'm a positive.
I'll let you do that. Yeah, you can take that, so that's two.
Any military surplus stores have, like, books in them that might have the appropriate way to make a Molotov cocktail?
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah, I'll give you an extra die for that. That's a good idea.
Okay. Are there any feed stores around that I could get some fertilizer at?
Oh, sure, of course, yes.
Yeah?
All right, so you can take a die for that.
Can I just say I adore the way your lies lit up when you said that? That may be one of the sexiest things I've ever seen.
Well, we're going to start making, like, anarchist cookbook weapons.
Sure, I'll blow shit up with you.
If that's the way we're going,
There's nothing sexier than one who wants to make a fertilizer bar.
Let me ask you a question. Is the town empty?
No, it's full of deep ones.
Okay.
And I have actually seen grenades for sale at military surplus stores.
Yeah.
Those
disabled.
Are gone.
They're
gone. Those have gone. Those went in the early days of trying to fight the deep ones.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we roll.
Okay,
for
so
the
what do I roll to make
cocktail.
My
so
fertilizer bombs?
You get an extra
you
die for your fertilizer
die.
Idea.
Because I'm a problem
you get
solver.
Your,
and
you get
I
a basic
a
die.
Teach me how to
and then
do
you have any mental abilities that will help you.
I am a botanist. I know like a lot about fertilizer.
Yeah, take it. Okay,
yeah.
That's three dice.
You've studied poop extensively. Right.
Yeah, poop is something I do.
So you and Jeff both roll.
Okay.
And it's on your it's your
I'm
logic.
I'm rolling just my one.
Which one you want? Okay.
Nope.
Four.
I got two.
You got
two words below. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
Okay. Bo, you have made one Molotov cocktail. You have one Molotov cocktail and one fertilizer bomb.
Woo!
And you have two Molotov cocktails.
All right.
All right. So everybody can write that down.
Well, you know what, guys? I think we're going to make it now.
We get Stevens from another realm.
You shoot them in the head, they die. You run over a demon from another realm with a car, it dies just like anybody else.
You know what? Making Bo blush was enough.
So, Ashley, your Molotov cocktail you carry, your fertilizer bomb you have packed into one of the trucks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It is a bigger explosive.
Okay.
Fuse or remote detonate?
Let's see. Can you find? Would you be able to find something to remote detonate? I believe it's going to be a drive-in explode kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I personally would not know how to do that. I don't even know how to set it off with the fuse.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, a person has to set it off.
Yeah.
Damn it, Ashley!
Got it. This is good. I didn't learn electronics. I only learned, like...
Tell me more about these four randos that we have. And how interested they are in blowing up Deep One.
They're ex-military guys. Uh-huh. They've all lost somebody in the course of this, so they all hate the Deep Ones.
Ooh, okay. Oh, that's good.
Is one of them carrying a deck of cards?
Yeah.
Because I want to not send that guy.
Have any of them done any explosive ordnance work or anything like that?
No, they're all sort of paramilitary guys.
Yeah, okay.
Survivalist. I don't feel like you rolled for that, Randy.
We should have about for shit.
600 more Molotov cocktails at this point.
No, if you've used up all the supplies you can make, okay. So you've scavenged everything you can.
Okay.
So what's the plan?
And I assume the cell phone lines are still down.
Oh yeah, the phone lines are gone.
Okay. They're,
yeah. A lot of civilization is gone at this point.
How you guys feel about that whole splitting up thing?
I'm okay with it. What about if we drive cart? Or do we have any like can we clothesline like with two cars if we drive?
They're not zombies, they'll just duck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Maybe like an aggressive, like just straight up throw the Molotov cocktails at the entrance point, drive through the chaos, and then make our way in.
Just briefly, do we have enough supplies and enough to like just hang around and see what happens at nighttime? These things go to sleep?
Yeah, you get some more food and stuff, yeah.
Okay, can we just hang around until it's nighttime?
Sure.
We're going to see what happens. Also, like, time to plan where we're going to try to get to once we get in. Do we know where the tanks are? Or you know?
So I have magical tank-knowing abilities.
Yeah, you've got, like, maps and stuff. So you know where the motor pool, you know where the motor pool is, you know where the armory is.
And
we're
camping down at some place nearby where we've got a view of the entrance point.
Yes.
And watching.
Yep.
Yes, I'd like to see if they go to sleep. They go to sleep?
No, they do not seem to sleep.
None of them go to sleep. Nope. They just walk around in a circle all
day. They just walk around muttering to each other.
Okay.
They're
not doing anything?
Now,
they're not going out to look for people or enslave the community? Okay.
Because you do see about sundown. You see out just outside of town. It's like not where you guys are, but you sort of look over and you got binoculars and stuff. So you see a handful of Deep Ones, probably about five of them, marching. Looks like about 50 people.
Okay.
Toward the military.
Like people.
They're all dressed in rags.
How many Deep Ones
are
marching these people?
There are about five Deep Ones.
Well, there's four of us.
Plus four. Because we brought...
How far away from the military base are they?
They're probably about 200 feet away at this point. They're clearly
bringing
dinner.
Dude, let's go get those people.
Yeah,
let's go get those people.
And, like, try not to get too much blood on those Deep Ones outfits.
We got outfits from the Army Navy.
Oh, we already got outfits.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let's roll on over there in our truck and with everybody that can fit and try to kill four Deep Ones and then get 50 people the shit out of there.
Okay. All right.
Agreed.
All right, you guys drive over. And I'm going to give you initiative because you pull up on the Deep Ones.
Yep.
So everybody can take an action. What is your action?
Hit as many Deep Ones in. You said what? Four or five Deep Ones?
There are five Deep Ones.
Okay, how many in front? How many in back?
Two in front, two in back, one in the middle.
Okay, who's driving the truck?
One of your randos is driving the truck.
Hit the two in the front.
Okay, all right.
Hit the truck.
Okay,
that's what I want to start.
And we got more than one truck, right? Can we?
Yeah, you got two trucks. Yeah.
Okay,
hit the front and the back.
Yeah. Front back, okay. Same time.
All right. You guys slam into the front and the back. One of each Deep One is now killed. The other one bounces off and comes back up with his guns.
Okay.
We're not driving, the randos are, so I've got my rifle already trained out to shoot. I'm sure Bo has
a shotgun. The bad news is automatic rifles. The bad news is automatic rifle gives you a negative die, but the good news is it gives you plus five damage if you do hit.
Okay.
Why does it give a negative?
Just because of the spray.
Oh, okay.
So it's like not as accurate as that. Like,
oh, no, I remember.
Single action.
He has a rifle.
Yeah, if you want a single shot, single shot rifle gives you two positive dice and plus four damage.
Okay, that was
if that's
my
what you,
rifle.
If that's what you'd rather use, then you can use that.
I mean,
that.
Yeah. The standard M4 can be switched between full auto and...
Presumably, he got pushed back enough that I have a good range anyway, so... Yep.
I mean, it's his Willie Nelson's security forces... I don't want to tell you how to DM, Randy. Willie Nelson's security forces probably don't have fully automatic weapons. I'm just saying. I mean,
they do in this world.
Okay.
Willie has been planning.
Exactly. Willie has been planning.
Okay, fair enough.
But yes, okay.
But they have a selector. All right.
Okay, so single shot rifle, yes. If you're using that, who wants to go first?
I'll go ahead and take my shot.
So you get one die, and then you get two more dice for the single shot rifle.
Uh-huh.
And any other dice... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Before that, anything, I need a willpower test with two negative dice out of the pool.
For
the deep ones, because they're scary and creepy.
Okay, so I'm taking two on top of these three.
So take two negative dice. Ignore that dice pool I just created, because that's actually for shooting.
Okay.
So first thing you need is a willpower test, and everybody's going to have to make one.
Okay.
So you get one die, one white die, two black dice, and then if you have anything in mental that can help you with extremely disturbing...
My irrational anger against unreason and these things by
definition?
No, that's
a negative thing.
Part of 2 weeks' worth of thinking about this and... Getting ready for the fact that we're going to shoot people or watching them for a long time.
Oh, what about my Oaths of Steel that I got during our montage?
The thing you added?
Hey, I also got immunity to Cthulhu. Is that going to help in this situation? I wrote it on my paper. I mean, is that...
It's right here.
Wait, it says allergic to Cthulhu.
No, it doesn't. We're trying to free the people.
No, I'm sorry. I'm tempted to give it to you just for having the oaves to ask me for it. But no.
All right, so I rolled not successful with my white die, and I got seven for my black die.
Okay, so you take two negative mental trauma.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
Yep. Bo, it looks like you got two negative mental trauma. Oh. What you want is for the positive to cancel out the negative, and that doesn't seem to be happening with anybody. Oh, Ashley did. So Ashley cancels out one negative, so she only takes one mental trauma.
Yeah, Oves of Steel.
These?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Say it as much as possible.
Say it like Duke Nukem, though. I've got Oves of Steel.
All right, Chris, now you may take your shot. You get three positive dice.
All right.
I'm going to assume I'm in the other truck. I'm going to take a shot.
I miss all of them.
Did you miss all of them?
Yeah.
Okay, you missed.
And this is for what is it?
This is, it's dexterity based.
Okay. You get three?
You get three dice.
Okay.
Yep. And you need to hit one, huh?
Nope.
That's a miss, Bo. That looks pretty good.
Three
successes, plus four, seven damage. These things are a little tougher, but not that much tougher. So you blow away one of the deep ones.
Boosh! Yeah.
Told you
so
good
do
shot.
I get to shoot two?
Yes, you do.
Do I get three dice?
Three dice. And it's dexterity based.
This is really hot picturing Ashley shooting deep ones.
She's just making fuel, putting fertilizer bombs, shooting deep ones.
I'm saying is this is going to the spank bank.
Oh, no. You are not allowed to say those two words in conjunction ever again.
I'm going
to
be like laying in my bed and get like a chill and be like, no! No, you bastard!
I thought we all agreed never to say that ever again. This is a society, right? I mean... Yikes.
So, Ashley, did you shoot the deep one sexily?
I did.
Would you like a cup of bleach to towel off?
I don't think that I could use Willie still to make enough alcohol.
How many successes did you get? One?
Okay,
so one plus five. Yeah, that takes out a deep one. So Ashley and Bo both killed the deep ones.
Other two randos?
The other two randos, good point. Okay, and we'll shoot with them.
Can we bring our cannon fodder?
Exactly.
They take out the other one. So
nice.
You guys have taken out your deep ones.
Right.
You have 50 very grateful. Oh, these people are all gibbering and they look messed up.
Okay.
Get in the truck!
They all scatter and start running away.
Yeah,
that'll work too.
Yeah. No. All of them are completely insane.
They all seem to be completely insane.
Okay, I'm going to try.
Hey, wait a minute. I have a 4 charisma. Can I try to talk to the nearest ones?
Sure. Give a speech. Yeah, Bill Pullman style independent
speech.
I do have a
speech.
I'd like to get some of the randos together to try to grab one of them.
Okay,
I would like to add. Can I? Because I have a 4 and as well in that. Can
you
I
want to add a dice
support?
To her? Okay, yes. So you get one die, then you get another die for Chris's support. Then do you have any other positive stuff on social that can help you?
I'm standing there. Go.
Don't say Oaths of Steel.
Umbrella. It'll make me look more British.
Nope. No.
People trust the Brits.
Your positive socialist umbrella? How do I get out of this chicken shit outfit? Damn it.
Right, you hired us. You're the leader.
I didn't hire anything. I just went to your house to drink beer.
He's like, all I wanted to do was see fucking Star Wars.
I wanted to see Star Wars. This is why I'm taking my murderous rage out on fish people. They stopped me from seeing goddamn Star Wars. I may never get to see it.
All right, actually, I need to take two negative dice because these guys are all crazy.
So should I try my speech?
Yes, try your speech.
People, I know things are hard. I know that your dickhead friends are putting things away in their spank bank and telling you about it. We all struggle. We're all having a hard time, but if we don't band together, we're not going to have anything. We need you as much as you need us. Come back to Willie's ranch and smoke weed with me. I'll make us chicken fried steak and mashed potatoes full of peyote once we get rid of these fuckers, and everything will be just a little better. But y'all got to come. Calm the fuck down.
And I had
to add another die.
This is a really good speech, yeah.
I'd like to add, and did you see her shoot that team? That was fucking hot.
All right, now you need to roll. And this is against your 4 charisma. So, you have... Okay.
1.
Yeah, you got a success. Yeah. All right, but you take 2 social stress. Probably
because
from,
they're weird looking?
Probably from what Chris
said. Well, you're talking to Chris. I think you should know that by now, at this point in the game, that talking to crazy people can be difficult.
I knew that weeks ago.
But yes, about 10 of them sort of break off and sort of mindlessly follow you.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Awesome, we have thralls.
Excellent. Throw them in, on, around, or as near as we can get them onto the truck. I will cease trying to grab other ones and let's GT.
You managed to grab one, but he's struggling the whole time.
Yeah, it's fine. Just let him go. What other
Before we leave, do the Deep One guys have any useful equipment like grenades?
They've all have a grenade. Why not? Sweet. They have a grenade.
What? Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Can I grenade? Put that under my oaths of steel?
Yes, you may.
Yeah.
You all have a grenade.
Yay.
And one of your randos has a grenade.
Excellent.
See, Jeff?
Ooh, do any of my thralls have anything something. Fun?
There's like 40 more of these assholes.
Yeah,
like,
I know, but I'm just saying, you've been bitching about not having a grenade this entire fucking game.
I really want a grenade. I got some plans for that grenade. I got plans for all the grenades, actually.
So, you guys were quick enough, you didn't really draw any attention from the base. Like, you're far enough away that you didn't draw any attention. The gunshots will probably draw some attention, so you might want to move out.
The fuck
out.
Yeah. The F.O.
All right.
So is our plan to still break into the base, or are we just getting the hell out of here?
I want to talk to these crazy people for a day and watch and see if they just walk, the fish people continue to just walk around in circles all the livelong day.
Okay.
He's very into patterns.
Okay, so you guys go out to where you were going to watch.
Look, I just got finished playing Metal Gear Solid 5 for like 80 hours. So yes, I'm trying to see if there's any breaks in the guard patterns where they walk back and forth. So that's what I'm doing.
So he waits to see what an exclamation point appears above one.
Yes, exactly.
I rue the time I've been spending on Broforce. At all.
Alright, you guys do go back and watch, and after probably about an hour, you see some of the, about five of the Deep Ones walk out of the base and start walking down toward where the refugees were coming from.
Towards where they were coming from?
Where they were coming from, yeah.
Is this still nighttime?
Yeah, still nighttime.
Okay.
They're walking out. They're probably gonna go find the corpses of the Deep Ones you guys left in the streets.
So they're heading in the direction of where we were smashed up.
Yes.
The place.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're probably looking for where dinner went.
Right. Can we just keep an eye on them and see what they do?
Yeah. Sure.
What do they do?
Yeah.
Well, they see the corpses and stuff.
They get down there and they start sort of chattering amongst each other.
Right.
And what you notice, even before they've come back to the base, the other ones go on sort of high alert. They obviously have some sort of connection to one another.
Right.
And they're all sort of wandering around the base. They're sort of looking.
Okay. No, this is good to know. They don't need to contact each other. They got psychic connections.
So they start sort of looking around the town. You see more Deep Ones sort of emerging from different places in the town. So they're now all aware and wandering around the town.
You realize if it wasn't for Jeff, we probably would have formed a band with Deep Ones.
I'm sorry I made this into some kind of paramilitary operation.
Save the world through the power of music and drumming.
I just wanted to be the drummer.
Oh, well, you know, that's good. You can use your pizza delivery money then to help us out.
Okay, so the... the ones that the deep ones that came out of town are they like they're all in the military base now?
No, they're all wandering through town looking for you guys. Clearly,
okay. So they vacated the military base to come to look for us.
No, they were in different parts of the town. They were in like the restaurants and the other buildings.
They were at Applebee's.
Yeah, they were at Applebee's
and the strip club.
Yes.
The okay. Strip club. Yeah. So they've come out of the strip clubs and the Applebee's into the streets.
So strippers. All of Colleen is empty.
Right.
The economy has certainly collapsed.
Okay. Hey, are you guys like lawful evil or like chaotic neutral? What's your alignment?
I don't think it works that way. We're just us.
Okay, let me put it this way.
I have a lot of moral ambiguity.
Empathy here, and I'm going to feel really shitty if we do this, but are those crazy people still totally crazy?
Yeah.
Do we still have that improvised explosive?
Yeah.
Is there a big building in Colleen?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I've got a high empathy rate, too. I don't think I think I would argue
I
against
this
fervently.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just looking at it from a math point of view.
Let me ask this. Are they...
DM's worst nightmare. What are we taking into some personal
the hopelessly crazy people?
Yeah.
Are they attractive or are they uggos?
And Bo brings it back.
I'm just saying.
He brings it back.
How many of them are fat?
We are not taking the people that have turned away from madness in trust of us and throwing them to the wolves.
Okay.
Damn it.
What about mannequins? Would that work?
Yes, is Kim Cattrall here?
Okay, how do you feel about doing... How about feel about doing the same thing but with us?
Or oh, suicide
one of us. I mean one of us. If they're psychically
ooh, nice
connected.
Plug.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Okay, if they're psychically connected and they're all hungry and they're looking for food, it means that if one of us goes up inside of like the tallest building there, like shoots a bunch of gunshots that they come up, if we can fight them long enough, they're all going to come inside of that building and try to get dinner. And if we bring that whole thing down on top of them, it'll at least kill enough of them to make the fight to get into the military base that much less.
Fuck it, I'll do it.
You're doing it?
Yeah, what did I have to live for?
Well, it's my plan. I thought I would do it. I mean,
let's ask the randos if any of them are maybe like dealing with shit.
I'm gonna say none of the randos want to die.
I've read all this Lovecraft stuff. I've even visited the unknown realm where nothing really helped.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, there is no win. I believe now that this is. No matter what we do, it's not going to help. So fuck it. I'll gladly
I'll do it. You have a girlfriend.
Hey, you guys, let's just roll for it.
What I was going to say is that, like, I wasn't going to come back next week, so maybe I should do it.
I think once my girlfriend sees me in an apocalypse emergency situation, I probably won't have a girlfriend.
You're saying she's dating one of the randos?
Yeah, one of the randos.
Hey, anybody here know how to do things with like electricity and equipment and things like that?
Yeah.
Can you make like a walkie-talkie that like shoots a gun?
Not that complex. No.
Okay.
Hang on, guys. Wasn't there a military supply store near here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not saying any of us are trained parachute men, but if one of us is going to die anyways, let's strap a parachute on, jump out the fucking window. Maybe you live, maybe you don't.
The base jumping rig?
Yeah, all base jumping rig.
Okay,
good point.
The only problem with this plan, as you guys discover, is...
Really? The only?
Yeah.
The problem you have to face... The immediate problem with this plan is that when you guys go, the military surplus store now has deep ones in it. So you're going to have to sneak past or kill them.
So what do you think?
Are we going to make
noise?
Can't we check one of the other 30 military stores?
They are checking all of them. That's the place where they are right now. That's where they figure. They're
all
not
the ones that are in the base are still in the base, right?
Yes.
They haven't left at all.
Right.
They're just on stupid alert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, balls.
I know, we're all just waiting for Jeff to tell us.
It's not impossible.
Right.
It's just that you're going to have to get past them. There's a couple of deep ones in each of the military stores.
Right. It hasn't been that bad. Let's just go kill those guys, get a rig, and see if we can't dig your plan, and then we'll roll for who goes in there, and then that person...
Oh, you remember that when you kill one of these things, and everybody else comes to where they were, because they're all
they have murder
spored sense. And shit, right?
Well,
so...
and then we head straight towards the tallest building. I got a dexterity of 3. I might survive that parachute trip.
Boy. I feel like there's got to be an easier way to do this if we could just make, like, if you could just, like,
ooh,
wire...
I have a tarp.
And
an umbrella.
The umbrella's not going to do it.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Is there a guitar center in this town?
Of course there is a guitar center.
How heavily guarded is it?
Not very. They don't really think that's a handy weapon place for humans.
Is there such a thing as a walkie-talkie that has an audio output device on it?
I don't think so, no.
Hmm. Okay. So we need a microphone. We need something that's got power. Dun, so there's still power dun, in this town? I'm sorry, I'm just dun, thinking. Dun, I'm trying to take him away to make, like... now there's going to be a person to light the fuse because we can't remotely detonate. All right, I'm open to suggestions here. I'm just trying to figure out how to...
You know, I like the idea of getting them to all go to one place, but it doesn't have to be the tallest building.
Say we go to the Winchester, have a pint, wait for all of this to blow up.
I'm just trying to think of the maximum way to get the most people in there. So if you put somebody on the top of that building, and if you can somehow wire up the bottom to blow up, then it means more building coming down on top of more deep ones, which we know die from, like, physical trauma. So.
Will they know if the person talked, like... What if we just need an amp to like make noise and say, "Hey, people are up here."
You know things. Was there gas mask in the military surplus store?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how to make chlorine gas in large quantities?
Yeah. It's easy.
Yeah.
It's really easy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We need ammonia and bleach.
Okay.
I'm learning new things about my real life friends.
We're both like, oh, chlorine gas? Yeah.
What?
The only thing about chlorine gas is, as we learned in World War I, not a very effective tool because it dissipates quickly, so we need it in a confined space.
All I'm saying is that expect a phone call from the Department of after this got aired.
I solemnly swear that I only use my gas-making abilities to harm people. So.
Okay.
That's a lie. He once gave me a terrible headache. It's the last time we eat enchiladas.
Mix the two together. Could you make something that was like a jam jar where if you break it, then it would break to the point where it would make the chlorine gas?
Yeah, of course.
Like an IED of chlorine gas?
Yeah. We just need something like, okay, what if we just take some bleach and some ammonia?
Okay.
We put a small film between the two, and then we shatter it, the two are going to go together.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, I think I got an idea.
Wow. Are you as startled as I am?
I'm a little horrified. And also impressed. I used to be a DM. I don't think I'm wasted. Okay, so we need to find a Walmart. We need gas masks. We need the stuff to make this. And what we're going to do is we're going to do the building.
Chrysler's
Galena. It's probably got the world's biggest Walmart.
Definitely a Walmart.
Okay, for the record, that Walmart also has a parachute for
me. We need to go to the Walmart that is closest to Killeen that is not full of deep ones. One of those shitty ones that's out in the middle of nowhere.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, here's what we want to do. We want to do the thing where we go to the tallest building in Killeen. You have somebody up there with a loudspeaker. We can probably get a guitar amp and a microphone that's shitty at Walmart. We're going to go up there. One person's going to scream. They're going to have the bass jumping unit, right? When the deep ones go in, everybody else is going to come on the outside with gas masks, and they're going to start throwing chlorine gas all over the place and see if these things suffocate. If they don't suffocate, then we're going to set off the bomb, collapse the building, and whoever's up there is going to die and maybe base jump to success.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Holy shit.
Hold on.
I think about the apocalypse a lot.
Hold on 1 second. I've just got to make a note that you are now on my apocalypse list.
Well, I put problem solver under mental features. I wasn't kidding.
I really feel like these reflect our skills, guys.
It's like technical support, except if there's murder things.
Can we make chlorine gas? He was like, oh, yeah.
And my most useful skill is computers. Thank God I added that.
Well, when he said electric stuff, that was your time. Oh,
do these guys respond well to comedy? Are they? Yes, but they hate improv.
They hate puns.
Oh,
why? Do any of you guys know any comedians?
How do pagers work?
How do what?
How do pagers work?
They're
not on the cell phone network, right?
No, but it's satellite.
That's a wireless network. It would be
it's a wireless
network. Even when cell phone is down?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Most of the power is probably.
We get cell phones. We get, okay, fine, whatever.
Well, anyways, right. I think we have a plan.
Let's go.
We have a plan. The question I have is, who's going to be the one going up atop? That was the decision.
They will have walkie-talkies at Walmart.
Well, you only have a dexterity of 2, though.
Who? It's one higher than
anything. They don't have to emasculate me. She's like, oh, honey, no.
I saw you once trip over nothing.
Oh,
Let's all be realistic.
How tall is the tallest building in Killeen?
That is a damn good question.
Probably three stories. Yeah.
They got a skyscraper there, 5 stories tall.
You know, actually, he's probably right. There probably aren't a lot of tall buildings.
Yeah, it's probably five, but that'll work. That's
at least one, yeah.
I'll tell you what, just to be safe, why don't we go ahead and pick up some detergent at the Walmart and make some napalm to put around the edges of it just in case Jesus the falling Christ. Building doesn't actually kill as many. And then if it does work, then you guys can use it later on when you assault the military base.
What do you need for that? You need
ammonia. Yeah, we just need ammonia and bleach.
Let's
not give out the napalm recipe on the internet.
Napalm.
I think just gasoline and detergent is all you need, yeah. Yeah.
So, kids, for those of you listening to the podcast,
don't try this at home. But seriously, all you need is detergent gas.
Okay, I will offer chlorine gas. With my dexterity of 3, is that our highest? Yeah. I will offer to be the one to try to jump because I most likely is that wrong. Randy is the person with the highest dexterity.
Person with the highest dexterity. However, you're also the person who makes all the food and knows how to cook and knows how to garden. So therefore, it's up to you, but dude, you're pretty valuable.
I'll do it, man. Like it was my.
Are you kidding?
My stupid ass.
You're humanity's last best hope.
Yeah.
You sit the fuck down. Look, I have a high empathy level, and I'm really into self-sacrifice. I'll fucking do it.
1 dexterity and 2 vitality, and I'm coming. Okay, whatever.
I've got a 2 dexterity.
And for the record, apparently the tallest buildings in Killeen are like relatively small mid-rise hotels.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so
that will work perfectly.
Yeah, because you might actually just live.
Yeah,
we should. Oh, Walmart, they have trampolines. They do have trampolines.
Right.
Yep, they do.
A trampoline.
Okay. So, just put a trampoline on the list.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank God there's no weak points in this plan where something could go wrong.
Hey, do you have one of those, like, can we find one of those round things that firemen ask for people to jump into? And a bunch of clown suits.
Actually, if we're going to a Walmart, we should just basically get every single one of the inflatable pool toys they have and stack them all up on top of each other with all of the cardboard packing peanuts that we can also bring.
The advantage here is even if some of the elder creatures, fish people see us doing this, they're going to be so baffled. They're not even going to bother to attack.
This
they'll
can't
be just
possibly
like,
be the plan.
They'll be like, I just want to see how this plays out.
Must be some form of worship for
I like to think that they're going to be like, wow, that's an elaborate plan for Killeen. Not your hometown or anywhere that actually New York City, right? But like, no, Killeen. We're assaulting Killeen.
Can we go get some security guys
from Willie Nelson's compound?
No, you're going to have to do this now.
Oh, God. Yes.
That's pretty far
Let's
away.
Do it.
All right.
And are all 10 of the people that we got, they're still totally crazy?
They're still totally crazy.
Ah, fucker. Can we send one of the random security dudes to drive them back with one of our cars to Willie
Nelson? Yes, that you can do.
Okay.
So you've saved 10 people.
Okay, good.
That should work towards us in heaven.
can I roll
We're
to
blowing
make
up
some
a hotel.
Jars of chlorine Fair gas?
You don't have to roll.
Oh, we
you guys, it. You guys have made them.
Yeah, he's like, fuck
this
it.
This stuff, you, it's good. You guys didn't take some time. So are you going to wait till morning? Because it's going to take you some time to get all this done. And you guys are retired. So,
oh hell yes.
Okay.
In fact, what I'd like to do is, I'd like to, if you guys agree with this, I'd like to wait and see if they bring another batch of people.
I was going to say yes. Within the hour, you see they're now they're got it by 10 deep ones.
Okay,
and there are 100 people.
Okay.
So they bring a big batch through to the military base.
Okay.
They're all crazy people. And there's only so much you guys can do, so...
Sure, okay.
You have to decide. You have to weigh there.
After a day, are they still all freaked out and searching for us?
No, they've calmed down. They figured that you must have run.
Okay.
Should we try to take out a few of the guards to get their attention and then be like, we're running into the building?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Hey guys, let's run into this building. We'll be safe there along with all the other military survivors that are in the building.
Unfortunately, when they bring the food in, you guys have not yet made all the preparations.
Okay.
You don't have everything yet, so.
Okay, I would like to just...
What I need from everyone is an empathy check.
Right.
So I need a, you get one die to start with.
Okay.
And then if you have any empathy ability that would help you you're trying to justify letting all these people be eaten in the name of the greater good.
Irrational optimist.
Okay, that'll take it. I'll take it.
Psychology wouldn't help though. Huh?
It would.
Oh,
yeah.
No, what if I only had an empathy of 2 but a boyfriend who taught me the nature of love?
I'm not sure that helps you.
Where is that written?
your paper. Is it by
his boyfriend?
Okay. He's in her gear list.
Wait, he helped teach you the nature of love, but you think of him as an object in your collection?
No, I thought we were rolling to save the people.
Yeah, you're rolling just to let them die so that you don't have to attack
Stephen
them.
Would Can hate I, this idea. Yeah.
Can I get another dice for having come up with a plan to hopefully save like hundreds of thousands of other people getting brought to their slaughter?
No, because that's what you're rolling for.
I recently watched Wrath of Khan. Do you want to get another die for that?
No, sorry.
Damn it.
We've all seen Wrath of Khan.
Everybody take
but recently.
Wait, what about the fact I'm conscious of the fact that all these people, they lived in Killeen. It's not like we're losing an astrophysicist.
Everybody had two negative dice to your roll as well.
I made my checks.
Why?
We have evidence. These are crazy people.
Okay. I made it.
So match up any negative and positive dice, because that's damage you're going to avoid if you have any. Look at that. Okay, so the good news is you take no damage.
Yep. I also passed my empathy check.
Did you? Because you have no things out there that aren't canceled out.
Oh, these are canceled.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Do I pass my empathy check?
Son of a bitch.
You have a positive. Yes, you take two. So you take two mental stress.
Two mental stress.
Yes,
or social stress.
Social stress. Sorry. Social stress.
Passed one and didn't pass the other. So
if you have a negative that's not canceled out by a positive dice.
So I have a two that would be a pass.
Yep.
And a six that would be a fail.
Yep.
And then I've got a three and a one.
So you take two social damage, but you pass the check.
Okay.
And Bo, what did you wind up
with? I think this is canceled, so I ended up with just those.
So you take a mental damage, and you fail.
Mental or social?
Social. I keep saying mental. Social. You take a social damage, and you fail the check. You take no damage, but you fail the check, which means Bo and Jeff can't let all these people die.
Okay. We got Molotovs and grenades.
Do I get to remove any of my stresses for being a new day, or no?
Yeah. I was going
to
ask that.
Not yet. You guys have to take have some more time, so. All right, so.
Radio.
Yeah, you guys are just like, you just can't do it. You just can't let them die.
Okay, how many deep ones?
10.
Okay.
It's weird, because in real life, I don't like crazy people.
Have you looked at your friend group?
I was going to say, most of your friends are crazy.
I don't have anything to do with liking you.
Yeah, three randos left.
Okay, why don't you two and the one rando keep working on putting this thing together, and why don't you and me and the other two randos go and see if we can't shoot a bunch of bitch people.
Works for me.
Yeah. All right.
I fucking hate
it. Okay, you guys go. Are you going to open with grenades or anything like that?
Yes.
Can we?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Grenades will surely destroy a bunch of the thralls that we are so guilty about letting get eaten that we have to go and suicide attack.
Look, Jeff, you've heard of collateral damage, right?
Fair enough. I don't have any problem with that. All right. Yes.
So Ashley's finishing up chlorine bombs. Chris is... What are you doing to get the plan ready, I guess?
Presumably gathering supplies.
Gathering supplies,
He's
okay.
putting together the trampoline.
He's inflating, he's inflating pool toys.
All right. Now, let's say, I'm so glad
you left it with me, guys.
Right now, Chris, that you have the parachute.
No, wait. You need to teach him how to make chlorine gas, and you need to set up the IED to blow this place down.
Oh, yeah, because it really is pretty easy.
What does she need birth control for?
Different IED.
So, Chris, I'm going to say with
Bo... In some ways, we came so far.
Other ways, we're marching back.
With Bo out there going to rescue, you are the most likely person to have to do the Bo roll if he doesn't make it back.
Okay.
So you probably have the parachute and the having to go up to the top of the tower thing.
So did I show him how to make the gas?
I'm going to do it, but if I get killed doing this with you, then he's got to make it back.
So you guys are preparing. You guys are getting everything ready.
You guys have gone to
face the deep ones.
Okay.
All right, so.
Give me a, how are they laid out?
Okay, so.
100 people?
You have 100 people, and you have a 10 deep one sort of on the outside.
Ten where?
Audience, he has his hands up as if he's like gesturing to a team.
Looks like Tom Cruise in front of the computer monitor in Minority Report.
While this game is going on, he's actually built an entire miniaturized version of Fort Hood here under the table. he's like,
all right. So they are in a square formation around them, basically. So there's like two in each corner. two in the center, and then two in the front, basically. Yeah, imagine as a square of each one's around 100 people.
Four, six, eight, two, like two on each one of the four corners
basically,
of the square
yes,
of people.
Ashley's building
two
it,
in the middle. Okay.
You're right, you are DM's worst nightmare.
Oh, no. I've DM'd a lot of other DMs. This is great for me. Jeff keeps things moving for me, so yeah. So yeah, what have we got? Two, four, six, eight. Let's and then, yeah, I was just going to do so two at each corner.
Right, so like... Two massive people with two inside of them in the middle.
Right.
Like that.
Yep.
Okay.
The ones in the middle are sort of hurting them. Exactly.
Yep. Okay.
Sounds more like a precision shot type of job.
I want our two randos.
For those who can't see what we're doing, Jeff is actually making a plan on the table.
Yeah.
It's like a military plan. Yeah.
If it was the movies, this would be in the dirt with a stick.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. But you're using dice. So
I want randos here and here to hit these two groups with Molotovs. Bo, I want us here and here, and I want to shoot in the various direction of these guys. But I also want to try to crossfire across these people to try to get them to move in that direction as they're going.
Look, I know what a fucking enfilade is.
Okay. There you go.
All right. You guys can get one die for your positive pull for your shooting.
Here, there.
And then you get two dice for your rifle.
Right, and then... Yeah,
okay. And then if you get any other...
Running out of non-representational dice.
Right. Okay. No, it's fine. I'm done.
Okay. All right. Now you need to roll.
I want to start with the randos. Okay. They're supposed to take these out so that we can get them the fuck out of there.
Okay. The randos each take out one guy.
Okay.
Okay, so there are two deep ones left. There are two less deep ones.
Okay. And we're shooting at these two groups.
Correct.
Okay. And
it is three dice.
Three dice?
Yep.
On what?
Dex. Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's still one dex. I'm fucking worst at shooting stuff.
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, nope.
Nope. Okay. All right, you guys miss. And the deep ones come charging out at you. So, so there's two deep ones coming at each of you and one at each of the randos.
Okay.
And let's see, our deep ones will attack.
Meanwhile, I'm totally out of breath inflating these things. Cool toys going, man, why did I pick the worst job?
All right. Let's see, there we go. Fishy claws. Okay. Jeff.
How do you die in this game?
You take so much physical stress that you die.
Is that filling up all three of these?
Yeah. Okay. So, Jeff, one of them claws you.
Okay.
You take 4 points of damage.
Okay.
The other one gets a slightly less of a claw, but you take 3 damage.
Ooh,
remember, when you've got two filled, you take 2 less, so you only take one of those. So
okay.
Yeah, it can't get much worse when you're already clawed to shit. But okay. you're clawed pretty bad.
Okay.
Bo, you take 3 physical damage. And then 3 physical damage from claws.
Isn't it awesome, Ashley? We're just like, sitting around.
Remember again when you got your... Okay, you got that.
Making chlorine gas.
The randos each go down. They have been clawed to death.
Shit. Oh, wow. Okay.
Sorry, they're NPCs. They die easier than you guys.
Nope, yeah. That's fine.
All right, now it is your turn.
Because I definitely come across as tougher than like, a survivalist out there with Willie Nelson.
But they're weekend warrior types.
Fair enough.
All right, hold on.
Yes, yep.
Well, let's get the fuck out of here. Okay. like retreat and lay down fire as we get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Okay.
Shoot towards the middle where the people are. Maybe we can get them to run.
Okay. You guys fire again and run. Go ahead. Make your shots.
One.
Ooh. Looks like I got one.
You got one.
Yep.
All right. Would you rather... You want to hit the deep ones in the middle?
We're shooting for here.
Yeah,
trying
okay.
to scatter
okay.
them.
So you guys actually both kill the deep ones in the middle of the people, and they all scatter and run.
Ah!
All right. Let's
that
see
was my running noise.
Job that was good. I believed it.
Let's see what the deep ones are going to do now, because their food is getting away, and they can't have that happen again.
Oh, yeah. Can we see
God,
these people?
They're so picky.
All right.
All you can eat is people?
Do they starve to death? Can we just siege them?
Yes,
they keep sending more out, but who can say?
Yeah, yeah. The problem is, there'd be more and more deep ones. It probably would not work out mathematically.
Again, if all of you motherfuckers weren't so empathetic, I'm counting me in that, we could just chlorine gas every group of people that comes in until there was no more food for these assholes.
It's true. All right. The good news is one of them turns back to try and hurt the people. The bad news is the others are so enraged they keep chasing you.
That's 5, right?
So, yes, there are 5. Wait a minute, 5? No. Yeah, there's 5 chasing.
One on each side, 2 on both of our sides.
No, the other two that are still chowing down on the people they just killed. So there are only three chasing you now.
I'm going to argue
with
that.
Yeah, they're showing down. There's three guys chasing you,
okay.
A couple eating the people that they got, and the other one trying to round up everybody.
Okay.
So they're going to catch you. What I need is a vitality test to see if you can outrace the deep ones.
Okay.
This is an opposed test, so roll one die if you have anything that helps you with running.
Ignore hunger, thirst, and exhaustion. All
right, that's
can two. I see anything that is happening to them?
No, you guys are in the building.
I got easily winded as well, so I'm going to say...
Yeah, that's... No, just take a negative die for it.
Oh, okay, yeah. So two positive and two negative?
Yep. Right. No, one negative. Just one negative.
Okay,
just
one negative. One negative. And two positive. Okay.
It's not very easily winded if you have anything like that, so...
Oh, no, I don't.
So you're good.
And I... It does,
outdoors runs and goes to the gym and
sure.
Shit.
Yeah, so yeah. All right. So you guys roll your dice.
Are we rolling for escape?
Oh!
You are rolling for escape.
Oh, good. Look at that!
They canceled out the negatives.
Bam!
Dexterity?
Vitality.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
I ran the fuck away!
You did!
Just me.
Okay.
My guts are coming out!
Two successes?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you get? One success?
One success.
Okay. One of the deep ones gets one last claw in you as you run away.
Ah!
So you take three more physical,
by
which I mean one more. So, yeah, Jeff's in a bad way. He's gotten clawed up pretty good. But you guys have outrun the deep ones. And you run... Are you going to run back to where Chris and Ashley is? Because you may lead them back.
Military supply store?
Sure.
Or
a drugstore, anything.
Least populated place that we know of that has deep ones? No, not towards them. Towards somewhere else.
Okay, all right.
Somewhere defensible that we can get in and open and close a door.
Okay.
Strip club.
All right, strip club.
Or whatever. I mean...
Okay. All right, you guys get to the strip club.
Right.
You guys heard gunfire and screaming and all that kind of thing. They haven't come back. Do you want to enact the plan?
Yeah, we enact the plan.
We enact the plan.
Okay.
And the plan is enacted. Ashley, wait, does that mean I'm going to die? Is that what the plan was? Quite possible.
Yeah, we're going to jump out of the parachute.
Oh, you're going to jump out.
While we're in the strip club, what? I have a med kit and I start dressing his wounds.
Someone has to repopulate the earth
and my own wounds.
Yes. Okay.
And look at me. It's not going to be me.
I know, but you take one look at my uterus. There's like tumbleweeds. This isn't repopulating shit.
But it's of steel.
Jeff, you can if you would like to convert one of your rows of physical to a trauma.
Okay.
Actually, you can convert both of them, but it's just it's a nastier trauma. So
I'll take one and I'll keep the rest. Okay. All right. Well, what do they do? Wait, what is
the trauma is a negative die when you do physical things.
Okay. I'll take one and keep the rest.
Okay.
Let's see.
All right. So Ashley, what are you doing while Chris runs up to the top of the hotel? You've got the are you going to throw the chlorine gas in? Basically,
yeah. And you have like the bombs, right?
You have wired the place with bombs.
Yeah, right?
Well, you don't have any way to wire it. Isn't that the deal?
I drove the car into the lobby.
Okay.
And it has a fuse.
Oh, okay.
He's taken a few grenades with him.
Okay, all right.
And
so you're going to light the fuse, throw the chlorine, and hope for the best.
And then he's going to jump out the window.
Remember the plan, chlorine first. If it doesn't work, walkie-talkie, then fuse.
Yeah.
Try choking to death before blowing the building up.
Yeah. We're going to see if we can choke to death.
I don't even understand this plan, but I'm going with it anyway.
All right. So,
if I tell you to jump, jump. Otherwise, just stay.
So, Chris, you get up to the top of the roof, and you've got a gun, so you're just basically trying to...
My rifle?
You need to draw their attention.
Okay. And I'm not a terrible shot in real life, but
it
still.
It doesn't really matter if you want to roll to kill one before they come at you, but...
Yeah, do it.
Even firing is good. Okay. So, three dice.
All right.
Go for a headshot.
And it's dexterity, so... Oh, nice. Two successes. Yeah, you killed the hell out of the deep ones.
Sweet.
And they all... Yeah, they start swarming. Good. They start swarming the building.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a lot of them. It's not everyone in town, but it's most of them.
Yeah.
Do you want to throw your chlorine?
Okay, so they're in the building, right?
They're in going the building. They're climbing up. They're the building is infested with deep ones. They're climbing up on the outside, on the inside. They're going up after
them. I am throwing chlorine gas.
Okay, I need a dexterity roll.
You're like, oh, and the bad news is their world breeds chlorine glass. So,
do you have anything that will help with that physical stuff?
The plan called for a distance runner.
Oh, sorry.
I have a sweatshirt.
Okay, sounds like one die.
Okay, one die.
Roll it. Okay.
Aww.
The good news is it's chlorine gas. You don't have to hit it exactly. The bad news is you're going to catch some of it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Plan did call for gas masks with the military surplus.
Oh, that's right!
Well,
yep.
So we're good!
Give me a logic roll to see if you remember the gas mask.
What? Did you... How many times did I say, don't throw the poison gas without a gas mask?
Dude, you were telling us a lot of stuff.
I forgot the gas mask!
Okay.
You take 2 physical damage.
Okay. I can handle it,
guys. Come on! You just catch a whiff of it. It's not like...
Does it make her remember to put her gas mask on?
Yeah, it does that. Yeah, there you go. Gas mask.
Suddenly I thought of Sandra Bullock.
All right. The other bad news is the deep ones come from the deepest, darkest parts of the ocean, and they really don't care about chlorine gas.
All right. So I take the... I light the fertilizer bomb. I throw several Molotov cocktails. No, cockteases. That's Venture Brothers.
Did we do the napalm perimeter?
There's a napalm perimeter.
Okay.
So I blow it. And I
like where this is going.
Said nothing.
I'm walkie-talkie to Chris to jump out the window.
All right, Chris. I need your dexterity roll.
Okay. Yeah, so
how many die?
You get 1 dice.
Why? Try to hit the
improvised
trampoline.
Improvised parachute.
Two. You're right, 2.
And there's a trampoline.
No, 2. Sorry.
What about the inflatable pool toy?
We slew them all
2
up.
2 dice.
We've been blowing shit left and right over here. 3 dice.
Do you have any negative stuff that would affect this? Like, do you have any physical damage right now?
Which, can I roll to convince you?
I have 2 mental and 3... No, I don't have physical. I forgot. And 2
social. I
have
4 charisma.
Okay, so no physical damage?
No.
All right, so no negative dice, just positive dice.
All right.
You need a dex roll.
Ooh. I failed.
Did you really?
Yeah. You got a 1 and a 2.
No, you got 2 and a 3.
No, you got a 2 and a 3.
Yeah, 2 and a 3.
All right. So as you're trying to get out the way, one of the deep ones' claws comes up and grabs you.
Uh-oh.
And
cut your leg off.
You're not able to get free of it, and the building goes up with Chris inside.
No.
Shit.
It's a fair cop.
All right, but.
But he leans out the window and yells, "Tell my jokes, I'm sorry."
No, he leans out to make some really awful fish fart.
He's just going, "Spank, bang, spank, bang," on the way down.
Right. And who hasn't said that on the way down?
That's right. That's what was in Die Hard. I mean,
at least the fish fingers that got me will be custard.
Oh, God. Thank God he's gone.
That's a great. I'm pretty sure that's already planned to be written on my gravestone.
All right.
He died as he lived with fish sticks.
You guys are able to get some tanks and all that stuff out of Fort Hood.
Booyah!
And
what about the rest of the deep ones?
Oh no, the most of them are gone. You guys are able to deal with them, and 3 of you managed to walk out of this. The randos also died. So, yeah, they did not make it.
That's sad. I was just going to like those guys.
But but you now have some weapons with which to fight the deep ones. And whether you'll succeed, who knows?
Probably not. There are a lot of them.
It is the end of the world.
Yeah, I mean, like, we managed to successfully take over Fort Hood. So I'm saying it's not out of the question this war is winnable.
Also, I'd just like to point out, I didn't know to fear my friends.
And now you do.
Oh, I thought we would actually make a pretty good team.
Alright, well that brings us to the end of this End of the World, Wrath of the Gods episode, which turned out to be longer than I thought it would.
Indeed.
It took you guys longer to attack Fort Hood and come up with an insane plan.
An hour? That's pretty fucking good.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry.
Considering that plan, which, by the way, mad props over
yeah, no,
here.
Yeah, Jeff is on the everyone's backlist theme now.
Yeah, he's pretty much Hannibal from the 80s.
You got a pair of black gloves.
And I'd just like to make a public service announcement that playing with chlorine gas and napalm is a bloody stupid thing to do.
True.
Yeah.
Unless you got deep ones, and then,
comes in handy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But you should call Harlan Ellison at home if you have his personal telephone number. Tell him I've got more questions for him. That's what you should do.
I think we all learned something this week. I learned not to make spank bags.
And it was all worth it.
Actually, what did you learn?
You had to learn that?
Yeah.
I learned how to take out a restraining order.
No, I already knew how to do that. But I learned that in the post-apocalyptic land, that thin line of justice that protects me with restraining orders will not be there.
That's true.
So I should learn for sure how to make napalm.
So what did you learn?
Always double tap.
Jeff, what did you learn?
I learned that if you ask enough questions, everybody will elect you as leader of the crazy
plan. Very true.
It's like, well, I don't know, man. Also, it should be noted that when we had our last break, I was outside just basically trying to come up with ways to screw over some of the enemies in this game. Like, one of their weaknesses again! Alright.
He's looking to see if there was an online cheat guide.